Good evening. For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry with local news.
Justice for the Central Park Five.
Justice for the Central Park Five.
It looks like the Central Park Five are finally going to get paid. Carrie Weiss, Kevin Richardson, Antron McRae, Yusef Salam, and Raymond Santana. They were wrongly convicted in the brutal beating and rape of the Central Park jogger back in 1989. They have a tentative $40 million settlement with the city.
It's been 25 years since we went through this great injustice.
Raymond Santana.
The labels, the forced imprisonment, the destruction of our family structures, the turning of the backs, the ridicule.
The five men were teens when their arrests and trials made national headlines. It inflamed the city's simmering racial tensions.
People to this day think that we had some kind of involvement with something that happened in Central Park.
Yusef Salam.
We were innocent witnesses, but we were the ones that were the most vulnerable. We were the ones that when we went in, we were hoodwinked, tricked, led astray. But never again.
Even with a settlement, Kevin Richardson says the struggle continues.
Everywhere else is another Central Park Five. There's a Central Park Five everywhere. So we must put a closure and a stop to this before this happens again. Mm-hmm. And we will use the platform to do so.
The Central Park Five, all middle-aged now, were locked in a bitter civil rights lawsuit with the city after their convictions were vacated in 2002. They'll hold a news conference WBAI will cover next week. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.